it was co-founded by Willy and a friend of his in the idea of the in the early 2000s, with the first wolf that was shot in the countryside. There came the idea of thinking about how these animals were treated, and then on the 6th of July 2006, they founded the refuge in Liskeardgaik.
And how many wolves are there here today?
Today, actually, there's 15 in four different sets. And since 2006, there's been over 40 wolves here.
And they'll come here after some painful stories. Exactly. I mean, this is a refuge for wolves.
Yeah, sometimes it's illegal detention by the sake of making money for selling the baby wolves. Or sometimes it's some that have had a quite chaotic way, circus animals or for filmmaking. And so they arrive here in the state that's not always the best. Sometimes they're underfed and sometimes they're quite stressed, and they try to work with the animals to give them a better comfort.
What kind of activities are put in place to help the wolves calm down, de-stress?
Yeah, it's a feeding. Also, there's an isolation spot down there where they can feel safe. The wolves can hide if they don't want to be seen, and they can be in shade. And there's also the feeding that's quite an important side. Also going up front with the wolves and trying to make them interact. So it's a refuge globally as well, because all the animals here are all kind of refugees. This dog was Kunot that's lying on the floor. She was saved by the side of a road. And if you walk down, there's deers around, there's a Highland cow that nearly went to be chopped up in meat, but it got saved by Willy.
And so it's not just wolves, but let's talk about the wolves for a minute. Is it possible to see them all the time?
So sometimes, depending on the weather, if it's really hot, they'll go and hide in the shade, but you can get a view of them walking around, because again, it's a big population here, 15 wolves, so you do get to see them. And they also offer here some stay overnights at the yurt, so for a special experience with the wolves by hearing them. The first time you hear them, I think it's heart-shaking.
So there's a yurt, you can actually stay on site here?
Yeah, you can stay on site here.
It's a wonderful sunny day today. Are we likely to see them today?
Oh, it's possible, depending on the people walking around. And it's also the way you see the refuges, it's a silent way, so if you play the game of the whole track walking around and being silent, you can then get to see them. It's not like a zoo where the animals are shown on display, but here it's really in their most natural possible habitat.
And they have enough space, 2 hectares for the wolves, but the site itself is much, much bigger, isn't it?
It is, it is. 13 hectares are used by the whole refuge.
Because it's like you said, it's not just wolves that are here.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a volunteer here, your English is incredibly good. What is it about wolves that interests you?
One part of it is the eyes, the contact. You get them staring at you and you realise how wild they are. And also the fact that you're quite involved when you come here, because you're kind of saying no to animal abuse. When you get in contact with the wolves, you see also that they're in better health and they look alive.
But it's not dangerous, is it?
No.
Because that's the myth about wolves, is that they're dangerous.
It is. They aren't. They are if people put them in places like walking them on the streets with a leash. Obviously, that may be dangerous, but if they're kept natural and well-guided, they can't be dangerous, really.
Tell me about your own work here. What do you actually do?
The refuge opens from April to September, so I come over here either to work to prepare for the cutting the grass. I do the feeding of the animals as well, because there's a lot of animals, but it's all volunteer and I come here to have a good time more than anything.
Tell me something about the stories, where these wolves come from. Can you think of some examples of some of the stories that you've heard?
There is. Here there's a pack of seven wolves that all arrive here at the same time. So they were all brother and sisters, and they were detained by someone trying to make money from the selling of the calves. And it was a real fight with the people that had these wolves. You can see them now that they're living better.
Is Brittany suitable for wolves?
Look around, I think it is totally. If you come here, I think you get the message, because it's always better here than in an apartment in the middle of Paris trying to get sold on black markets.
Was it difficult for Willy to set this whole thing up, because it's unusual?
It is. So at the beginning it wasn't easy, although they did have good help from the commune, and the people probably who didn't enjoy it the most were the hunters around here and the farmers who lost a bit of land, but now, I mean, 16 years through it, it's all working good, it's settled in perfectly.
Because I think people must have a prejudice against wolves, do they not?
Yeah, there's an idea of them, but they're safer here than outside, and I think that's a way as well of getting that prejudice away, is coming here and having a visit.
So it's a highly recommended visit for anyone who's exploring in central Brittany.
Exactly.
Well, Martin Chambaud, volunteer at the Refuge des Loups, thanks very much for your
time. Thanks to you.